Almost 3 weeks after a deadly wildfire swept through parts of West Maui, community members have begun to find ways to memorialize those who have been lost and remain unaccounted for. NPR's Kira Joaquim brings us the story of one Lahaina teacher who's leading efforts to remember local children who are among the 115 lives lost.
Kylie Adolfo is a third-grade teacher at Princess Nahienaena Elementary School in Lahaina, and she has just one hope.
I want people to remember their faces, not just names.
While most schools in the area remained closed after the fires, she and a group of teachers decided they needed somewhere to remember the students they've lost.
We wanted a visual representation of the people we love. We wanted to see each other, to share each other's spirit.
They've created a memorial here at Kilauea Mauka Makai Park, roughly a mile from the water. Perched along a mountainside with sweeping views of the now decimated Lahaina town, Adolfo says before the fires, this park was the place to be for kids.
Coming down the hill every day, you see the children running, just running. And they stop right here to be picked up by their parents, just waiting for their friends from other schools from the top side.
The memorial includes posters of two young victims and an ahu, a native Hawaiian altar made of stones from a local stream and native plants. Adolfo, who's native Hawaiian, visits the park daily to tend to the ahu, water its plants, and greet visitors. On this day, she's talking to Trinette Furtado and Kamiki Carter of Maui Rapid Response, a locally run disaster response team.
Daddy cookie, chocolate cherry cheesecake, peanut butter, vanilla fudge.
Let me give you a hug first.
The two were delivering food, water, and ice cream in the neighborhood when they spotted Kylie and decided to help her publicize the memorial on Facebook.
Are we doing it under 1 minute? Because I know this is
just
a minute.
Bebe, there's no, just do it.
Okay.
Adolfo is trying to get the word out and encourages anyone who's grieving to share their memories here.
I'm hoping that they'll continue to come because the story will continue so no one forgets.
Kelly Perez also teaches at Princess Nahienaena Elementary School. She and her husband drove up to deliver supplies to a nearby community resource hub. She taught one of the deceased students, 7-year-old Tony Takafua.
We had just started our first day of kindergarten. Everybody was there, and he stood up very proudly, and he said, "I'm tall because I'm Tongan." And I said, "Yes, you are, sweet boy. Now let's have a great year."
For her, having a place she can come and share memories of Tony, like this one, have helped her grieve.
Even just being here for the short time I've been here, we've already had other people stop up and drop lays, and it's just a really nice place to mourn together.
Meanwhile, West Maui teachers are going back to work this week. The State Education Department is holding meetings with them about how they'll approach school reopenings. But for Adolfo, the thought of returning before she can account for her students is too difficult to imagine.
I've been here only a few years, 13 years maybe. And that would be an average of 20 students this year, 230 students. And I tell my friends that 230 students that I'm looking for. But how am I going to teach? I'm going to go to a school and I'm not going to see any one of them worrying about where are my students.
Something that won't be known today, tomorrow, or perhaps for weeks to come. Kira Joaquim, NPR News, Maui.